I woke up this morning and I said to Naomi, Naomi, it's the start of a new year, I need to confess something. Most of us do that, isn't it? Start of the new year. You know, you want to start afresh. And she turned to me and said, what is it that you want to confess? I said, I want to talk about the sin of pride. This morning I just sat in front of the mirror and I looked at myself. I said, Lord, I look so handsome. And my wife promptly with, thank you so much, I'm glad you believe in me. Promptly my wife with words of wisdom replied back and said, it's not the sin of pride, that's the sin of vain imagination. I have to let you know that we are happily married over 24 years, celebrating our 25th anniversary this year, in 4 months and a few days' time. And I've been surfing the internet looking for places that we should go to or would like to go to. But that's another story. Well, you know, I'm really excited about this new series, Limitless. And, you know, as I've been preparing, I've been thinking through what God wants to say to each one of us in this new year. And, you know, sometimes life can throw so many googlies at us and we kind of conform to where we're at. But I want us, over this next month, over these next four messages, for you to really discover and know that there is so much more to life than already exists. I want us to discover and journey the limitless opportunities and possibilities that lie ahead for each one of us. And so many of them sometimes we miss because we don't seize those opportunities. And the terrible thing about time is that once it's gone, it's gone. You cannot redeem time. You cannot redeem that moment. You can remember a memory, but not a moment. You cannot redeem it. And so I want us in this year to discover how we can live fulfilled, happy lives, purposeful lives, and discover the limitless possibilities that God has for us in this year. I hope that through this that you might discover something that God has placed within you that you can uncover and begin to unfold and unpack and really, really enjoy. And so this series, Limitless, I'm sure is going to be a real, real blessing to each one of us. You know, pass this around once we get it on iPod and whatever else. And so, you know, today I'm going to be looking at just the whole issue of limitlessness or limitless and looking at the very nature and the character of God and how He relates to us and how we relate to Him and how in that sphere of limitlessness, just how He dwells within us, feeble, fragile human beings. It's amazing. All right, so let's just pray as we start. Father, we thank You that You are an amazing God, and as You promised us today through the worship, that You will never leave us. You're always by our side. And Lord, we thank You that You are an all-powerful God and that we can trust You and put our hope in You. And today I pray as we speak, as I speak, as we discover, as we learn, speak to each one of our hearts, Lord. Help us to renew our thinking and understand afresh just who You truly are and how You work in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Miles Monroe said, potential is dormant ability. It's reserved power, it's untapped strength, unused success, it's hidden talents, it's capped capabilities. And all you can have, not yet become. It's all you can be, but not yet are. All you can do, but have not yet become. How far you can reach, but have not yet reached. What you can accomplish but have not yet accomplished. Potential is unexposed ability and latent power. It is also important that you never let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. The greatest tragedy in life is not death, but a life that never realized its full potential. You must decide today not to rob the world of the rich, valuable, potent, untapped resources locked within you. Potential never has a retirement plan. And I want us today to discover a few things. Firstly, to discover your purpose, You must know why you are here. To understand your potential, you must understand who you are. To realize your potential, you must know what you possess. And to live a fulfilled life, you must know how you should go about it. Understand this, that God does nothing without purpose. Everything He does is with purpose. And everything He created, the flowers, the trees, the wind, the sea, the sand, the shores, the rivers, the mountains, everything that He created has potential in it. He created you and me. And so in us is potential, limitless potential, much of which we have not discovered or really tapped into. And for most of us, we would probably just live through life and go to the grave, never really delving into what is resident within us. I want to remind us clearly that none of us are a result of matter colliding or some big bang or some reincarnation of some other being, but instead the Bible teaches us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And we are the epitome of His creation. We are the cherry on His cake. We are everything that God wanted His creation to be, to look like. He created us in His image and did something amazing in and through us. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 says this: God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. I want you to say this with me. God can do anything. Far more than I could ever imagine, guess or request, even in my wildest dreams. I want us to get this very simple scripture. God can do anything. Far more than I could imagine, guess, ask of Him to do, something that goes beyond my wildest dreams. And here's what the scripture says from the Message Bible. It says, He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. Isn't that wonderful? So it's not an existential act that He does, but He does these amazing things by working in us. In us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. And so we see right here that God does amazing things. His ability, His capability of doing limitless exploits through our lives and realizing our potential as we partner together with Him is a partnership that He does within us and through us. But it's very clear, God does not push us. You with me? Why? Because He has given us the ability to make choices, to have a will, a willful decision that we can make or take in any given situation. So God's will to do things beyond our wildest dream, God wills to do things beyond our wildest dreams, or we could ever imagine. It's the way that God's wired. It's the way that His person is. It's who He is. He's not a boring, deadbeat, you know, oh, let's make something, you know. I want it to look pretty. I mean, just look around at creation. It's awesome. I love those nature programs where they explain how a little beetle exists or how these ants thrive on you know, whatever they thrive on, or how, you know, certain things evolve from one thing to another. It's just amazing. And all of that is God's handiwork. Isn't that amazing? Amen. I mean, just when you leave this room tonight, look up at the stars. We don't do that much in Mumbai. We're so, surrounded by so many other stars. But if you only looked up at the stars, if you only looked up to the skies and looked at the amazing, amazing cosmos that's out there. I mean, science is yet discovering more and more what's beyond our galaxy. All that exists, God created. Isn't that amazing? You know, and I think sometimes because we have, you know, an issue of not really realizing who we are, when we look with the wrong perspective at our life and our surroundings, we miss out on who God created us to be. And I want us to discover this month so as we can live this life with confidence. You know, not feeling sorry for being alive, not saying, my life's an apology, whatever it's been through, but being confident that God has purposed your life, that there is purpose to your life, that you have goals, you have a direction you're headed in, and you will achieve things, whatever it is that God wants for you. God can never be boxed in or packaged. He cannot be put into a box and say, this is who God is or this is what He's like. We try and label Him, but He's beyond any label, beyond any packaging, beyond any container. God is limitless in His person. And His ability to create out of nothing is what He did at creation. You see, you and I never create something out of nothing. We have the characteristics and the ability to create, but we create out of something. Isn't it? Whatever you create is created out of something. But God, out of nothing, created this world. Isn't that amazing? Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6 says, "For by Him all things were created." What things were created? All things. "In heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him." So it was created through Him, Jesus Christ, and it was created for Him. Okay? So those two things are parallel. Creation involved the act of God in bringing into being immediately and instantaneously matter which did not previously exist. Without the use of pre-existing materials or secondary causes, the shaping of Adam from the dust, the creating of Eve from Adam's rib, and the imparting of life to otherwise lifeless matter. God did all of this at creation, and we are a byproduct of that expressive, creative God that we see. So just look at some characteristics of God. Firstly, God is limitless. With respect to space, the word that we use, the Latin word, is omnipresent. God is always here. He's close to everything. He's next to everyone. So it's not God out there somewhere up in heaven, but God is everywhere. The Bible says more personally that when we enter into a personal relationship with God, it's just not God around, but God within. So this limitless, omnipresent God doesn't just exist within this universe and on this earth, but the Bible says that He chooses to dwell within you and me. I mean, just think about that. When we come to Christ and we say, God, I choose to follow You. When we come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I need the forgiveness of my sins. I want to have the certainty of eternal life. With a simple prayer of confession and a decision to follow Christ, we come into a partnership and a relationship with the Almighty God who doesn't just dwell around us, but now dwells within us. The Bible says that you and I are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God is limitless in power regarding to both its extent and its magnitude. He is all-powerful. Everything, the Bible says, is sustained by Him. God is limitless in every way. He's all powerful. He is omniscient. He is all knowing. All knowledge and any knowledge that has existed, exists, and ever will. He knows our present. He knows our past. He knows our future. He knows all things. Omniscient. He is aware of everything that is. He is limitless in knowledge and understanding. And Tozer described, he said, God knows every possible item of knowledge concerning everything that exists or could have existed anywhere in the universe at any time in the past or that may exist in the centuries or ages yet unborn. This is the God with whom we have a relationship. Isn't that amazing? I don't know how you relate to that, but when I think of that, and I think that He created me and fashioned me and formed me in His likeness, look at the potential that is there within you and me. Come on, turn around to your neighbor and tell them, you've got amazing potential. Water. I'm going to give each of you a seed. Take a seed. It is a mustard seed. What you do with this seed is entirely up to you. But for now, I'd like you to hold this mustard seed in the palm of your hand. Let's just take a seed and pass it around. Let's just take a few and you can keep passing it. Here you go. Take a seed, take a seed, take a seed, take a seed, 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 seed. For those of you that cook, this is a mustard seed. For those of you that eat, it is a mustard seed. And for a farmer, it is also a mustard seed. This seed was created by God. Now you tell me, what do you see? You see seed, right? You see seed. What else do you see? What do you see? Where's the tree? The potential is not just a seed, but it is what can come out of that seed. You with me? Now put yourself in the place of that seed and tell me, what do you see? Do you see you from last year? Or do you see you in this new year and the potential that is there within you? You are not just you. You are you, created by God, fashioned by Him with purpose and the ability to do things that you perhaps have not done yet. To discover things about yourself that you have not learned or discovered yet. To explore things about yourself that you have not yet even known they were there. But if you dig deep enough, you will find them. Amen. To lay aside fears that have held you back, so as you can step in and move forward and seize the opportunities that God has for you. What you do with that seed will determine the future of the seed. What you do with yourself will determine the future of you. If you lose the seed, it's lost. If you sow the seed, it grows. You with me? You sow the seed in good soil, it grows well. That seed, that little mustard seed, do you know the size of a mustard tree? Do you know how big it is? It's a massive tree. We were down in Jerusalem one day and we were in the Garden of Gethsemane and there was this massive tree. And I looked up at the tree and there were these little black things hanging off it. And I thought, what is this? And I discovered it was pepper. I'd only known pepper as a peppercorn, never seen it growing. And I said, my God, that little pepper corn comes from this massive tree that provides shade, that is beautiful, magnificent. That's the potential of that seed within each one of us. You with me? So I want us to understand, firstly, that we are divine in creation. Not that we are divine, but we have been divinely created. We are a divine creation. God made us in His image, in His likeness. He created us man and woman. And when He created us, He said, it is good. He was happy with what He made. So let's not look at ourselves and say, isse kya niklenga yaar? 25 saal aisa hi hai. Kuch aayenge isse? Or do we look at ourselves and say, my God, if God has created me in His likeness, I wonder what He could do through me. You see, the moment we begin to think and open up our imagination to the possibilities of what God can do, that's where change begins to happen. As His created beings, God created us a little lower than the angels, and He crowned us with glory and honor, the Bible says. And Romans 8:11 says, and in the spirit of Him, and the spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living within you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living with you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His spirit who lives in you. And so Christ lives in us. He gives life to our mortal bodies. And in and through us, He lives. Okay? And so that potent power is not just something that's dead, but it is life-giving. It's the Spirit of God within us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7 says this so interestingly. But we have this treasure in jars of clay that show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So with the divine, there is that human dependency for us to realize our potential, not just through what we can do, but like I explained earlier, through what He wills to do in and through us. He works from within us to do what only He can do with us and through us, which is the impossible. The second thing is a divine choice. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 to 5 says this, and praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ, so we don't stand alone. Even before He made the world, listen to this, even before God created the world, God loved us. He didn't just love us, but the Bible goes on to say, and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So when He created us, it was good. When He has relationship with us, when He chose us, when He adopted us, when He accepted us through Jesus Christ, it gives Him great pleasure. Before the creation of the world, He loved and chose us to work in and through us to do the impossible. The third thing is a divine commission. Each of our lives have been commissioned. And we need to discover what that commission is. When we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, there is what is known as the Great Commission, which is for every follower of Christ to share what they know about their relationship with Christ with others, to share the good news, what we call the message of hope, the message of eternal life, the message of forgiveness of sins, of healing and restoration, the Great Commission with everybody else. That is the Great Commission. But also we have received a commission under that Great Commission, which is to live our lives with purpose and meaning, to make sure that we are fulfilling everything that we need to be doing. I want to ask you this question right now. How fulfilled are you in your life? Are you satisfied with where you are and what you are doing? Have you ever considered for a moment? Have you ever begun to think outside the realm of the possibilities of what is yet possible, the opportunities that lie beyond what is possible? You see, most of us live what I call in little bubbles. And we love our bubbles. We have arranged things in our bubbles because those are our comfort zones. And our bubbles are a mixture of fears and habits and good things and bad things. And we have these bubbles and we bubble around the world living. And occasionally we bump into other people and, you know, our bubbles bump into each other. And those bubbles become places of safety for us because we are familiar. They're things that we are familiar with. They're things that we recognize and know. How many of you like the familiar?
Right? You're familiar with your phone because you use it. But if you get a phone you've never used, it takes you a while to get around it. Because you haven't quite figured out where everything is on that phone. If you walk into a new room and you're not familiar with it, you feel uncertain. And so because of the uncertainty and the fears of the unknown, most of us live in a bubble. And my challenge to you today is to ask yourself, are you prepared to break the bubble around your life? To allow God to take away the fears and to surrender and yield your imagination to the possibilities, the limitless possibilities that God has for you and me. Like I said at the start, God never forces us. We discovered that His power is resident within us. So it's not about trying to seek some power elsewhere. It is already within us. But when we realize that potential and that power, and we yield our thinking to beginning to think like God thinks about us, that's when change happens. You with me? That's the bubble that we all like to live in. But the moment I think beyond the walls of that bubble of my life, I can begin to see the limitless opportunities and possibilities. I don't know what your workplace is like, what you're doing. Are you happy with your work? Have you ever considered maybe shifting new jobs because you're frustrated with your boss or whatever it is? Or is there something that you need to change within you so you can be more settled with what you do? And sometimes we settle with all these things because we say, you know what? This is life. This is my life. This is how it is, it was, and will be. But I want to shake you up a little bit today. I want to challenge you at the start of the new year and say, hang on a minute. Could your life this year be different to the pattern of last year? What is something that you can discover? What is something that you can learn that will change how you view and live your life? Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says this, and 2 and 3 as well. And I'm taking this from the Message Bible, so it may sound a little different to some of you. So here's what I want you to do. The writer of that letter is saying this. Here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday ordinary life, you're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embrace what God does for you. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Do not become so well adjusted to the culture that you fit into without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. Let me just pause you a little bit. There are three things He's asking us to do. One, He says, in your everyday life, think, consider. Placing it before God, surrendering your life to God, and embrace everything that God can do for you. The second thing He says, don't become so settled and adjusted to life as you know it. Don't conform, don't fit into the culture, whatever the culture is that you have created for your life. Because cultures have predisposed and predetermined patterns of behavior. You with me? In Japan, it's... In India, I don't know, what is it in India? Somewhere else, it's the shaking of a hand. In Spain, they kiss thrice. In Europe, they kiss twice. In India, they never kiss. So every culture has its forms of behavior. And those cultures, what we adopt, and we accept them to be the norm. But what about the new normal? What about breaking some of those things and stepping into realms of possibilities where you can realize things that you have never realized before? Our church in London had people from about 17 different cultures, and so we learned to greet one differently. To the Spanish, we'd kiss them thrice. To the Lebanese, we'd even kiss the men, because that's what they did. To the Indians, we just shook their hands. To the Africans, we went, "Oh yeah!" I was a little bit more excited. We had so many different cultures, and to every one of those cultures, we had to respond in a way that they were used to. But if you tried kissing an Indian, ay, 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 yo, the pastor is kissing me. And if an Indian and a Spanish met and they hadn't quite sussed each other out, it was like, they set boundaries for us. They set patterns of behavior that we all adjust to. But I'm suggesting for your life, don't settle with where you're at, because there's more. You with me? Like that seed, the potential is so great. And when you see the potential, and then when you begin to realize the potential, the opportunities and the possibilities are limitless, because God can do it in and through you. This year, learn something different. Go somewhere you've never ever gone. Talk to some people you've never spoken to. Do some things that you have never done. Kiss somebody from Spain 3 times. You know, just move out of the norm. Do something different, because when you do that, you experience a different level of life. You break the norm, you step out of your bubble, and you walk away from your fears, and you discover that life is not so fearful on the outside of your bubble. One of the things that keep you from discovering life outside of your Bible is fear. Bubble. Bible, did I say Bible? Correct that, it's the bubble. Is fear. And fear, the acronym for it is false evidence appearing real. So he goes on to say that you'll be changed from the inside out. So again, it's not about changing our circumstances, but when we change from the inside out, we are able to lead better in our circumstances. You with me? So often in relationships, we say, if only the other person got better, my relationship would be so much better. No, it's when I change, my relationship changes. You with me? So often we say at work, if my boss was a better work, I would produce more. No, 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 no. He doesn't pay you for him to be nice to you. He pays you to do your job. So you do it well to the best of your ability, to all of your potential. Because then that opens up the possibilities of advancement within your organization. But if you blame your boss for your performance, you'll also be blaming him for your exit. So we've got to take these opportunities that we have in the neighborhood, in community. Look for opportunities where you can do something different and bring about change in somebody's life. There was a young lady when we lived in Shivaji Park. She looked around her and she lived in a bubble. She'd lived in a bubble for many years. And then she looked outside of a bubble and said, "My God, the street we live on is a mess. The trees are not looked after. The everything looks a mess. Everything looks a mess." This one lady, because she was dissatisfied with what she saw outside of her bubble, stepped out of her bubble and changed an entire street in Shivaji Park, single-handedly, where the beach is cleaned up every day because of her. The stray dogs are managed because of her. Trees are planted because of her. Walls are painted because of her. Cars no longer allowed to park on the pavement because of her. One lady. One lady. Why? Because she was willing to look beyond the norm. You with me? She was willing to say, I am unsatisfied with what I have. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be more. I want to leave that challenge with you today in this new year. That you will look at your life and say, by God, I love the things that are working well, but those things that are not, I want to discover what those new possibilities are. I want to discover what God can do in and through me. Because He's created me to do amazing things. I'm going to end with Psalm 147. It says, He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and assigns each a name. Our God is great. With limitless strength, we will never comprehend what He knows and does. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for each one of us. You do amazing things in and through our lives. And Lord, as I look across the room, I see limitless opportunities and possibilities and the potential that lies sometimes dormant in each of our lives. Lord, I pray in this new year that You would do something in our lives, that we would yield to You, we would give up to You, give in, surrender to You, doing something amazing in and through us. Whether it's changing a relationship, whether it's finding something new in our career, whether it's discovering something new about ourselves, whatever it may be. Lord, I pray like that mustard seed, each one of us would not just see ourselves as a seed, but the potential that is yet to be realized of a great, amazing plan that You have for each one of us. Lord, I ask You, speak to each one of us today and through this month, carry us through to discover what You have for each one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want you quietly right now just to pause for a little while before we take communion. And I want you to commune with God. I want you to talk to Him. And allow your thinking to just open up to what God could possibly do in and through your life. Picture some of the challenges that you have and ask God, what are the potential opportunities that I can have despite these challenges? It may be financial, it may be relational, it may be a fear, maybe a blockage somewhere. It may be an uncertainty in your life. Whatever it is, God can work in and through you. And I want each one of us, just before we take communion, to really say, do business with God and say, God, this year is going to be a new year for me. I want to step out of the bubble of my life. And I want to experience life outside of that bubble. Give me the strength and the courage to surrender to You. And allow You to work in and through my life.